This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly news report ending June 28. A letter from Sheriff Grady Judd. It's hurricane season. I hope you've already started your preparations so that you're ready in the event of a major hurricane hitting Polk County. If you've been in Florida for a few years, you know the potential outcome from a passing storm. The best case scenario is that we as a county receive little or no damage. In contrast, the worst case scenario could mean deaths, injuries, and or the total destruction of homes and businesses. In between all of that, victims can experience flooding, minor to moderate structural damage, and a loss of electricity. If you haven't already done so, consider getting your home prepared. Stock up on food, water, batteries, and fuel. If you have a generator, make sure it is in good working order. Trim your trees. If and when we experience a bad storm, don't forget to properly care for your pets. Also, check on your neighbors, especially if they're elderly or disabled. And know that no matter what happens, the men and women of the Polk County Sheriff's Office will be on watch before, during, and after the storm, doing what we can to minimize the impact. Stay safe, everyone. Grady Judd, Sheriff. If you want to work for the greatest sheriff's office in the nation, we have great news. We're always hiring, and we have excellent benefits. You can check out our website for more information, www.pokesheriff.org/careers. We also have plenty of volunteer opportunities available. Check out our website for more information, which would be www.pokesheriff.org/become a volunteer. Right now, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is offering a starting salary for deputy sheriffs and detention deputies of $62,993. The Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 61 people for driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs last month. Among these arrests, 13 of them were involved in crashes, 2 of them had a child with them at the time of their arrest, and 5 of them were found to be in the United States illegally and have been placed under an ICE hold by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These 61 arrests were Polk County Sheriff's Office arrests only, and does not include arrests in the Polk County made by any of the city police departments or the Florida Highway Patrol. If you see someone who appears to be driving while impaired, please call 911 immediately. And there is a new county ordinance for designated swimming areas and vessel exclusion zones at 3 Polk County lakes. The new ordinances is for Lake Ariana in Auburndale, Lake Clinch in Frostproof, and multiple areas on Lake Winterset in Winter Haven. The purpose is to improve public safety and reduce the risk for all who use the county's waterways by prohibiting motorized vessels along with activities such as fishing in these designated swim areas. This is due to an increasing number of near-miss collisions, property damages for excessive wake, interference with non-motorized recreational users, and unsafe proximity between boats and swimmers. There is an exception to vessels leaving or arriving to properties in these zones on a direct route and creating no wake. Any person violating this ordinance can face a fine of up to $500. For all intents and purposes, summer is already here, especially in Central Florida. Regular school sessions are in recess until August. Daily temperatures are now often hitting highs of just over 90 degrees. Interestingly, there are two dates different groups claim as the start of summer. Meteorological scientists consider June 1st as the start of summer. Astronomical scientists claim that June 20th, 25, if the start of summer is based on the summer solstice. Whatever, if you live here, we are summer now. There is still snow to be found in June and July in the United States, but only in the highest mountains in the western U.S. In Mulberry and in South Lakeland, young people, families, and even senior citizens may find things to do on these often hot summer days to stay busy. Many of these activities are free of charge. These activities don't come around knocking on your door. You have to get out to enjoy them. There are many activities for students on recess to do other than stay at home and play video games. Some health officials are concerned that many young people in the country are not getting enough physical exercise. The city of Mulberry and even Polk County Parks and Recreation provide a number of activities that should give students on summer break and adults alike things to stay busy. Some of these ideas to keep busy in the summer: the Mulberry Public Library has a lot of books, but it also has many other activities, such as clubs for students, preschool students, and adults of all ages. There is a computer use, programs of various types, games, and more. The Mulberry Municipal Swimming Pool. The pool admission is free to residents living in the city limits, provided you get a free pool pass from the city after showing proof of residency. Others pay a $5 daily admission fee, price competitive with other municipal pools in the county. City and county parks. Mulberry has public parks in all quadrants of the city. Polk County government maintains the large county park just off West Carter Road with all sorts of things: ball fields, hiking, walking, and bike paths, a dog area, many items too numerous to mention. Park admission is free. Youth sports programs in the summer. In addition to swimming and enjoying the parks, there are youth sports programs such as baseball leagues for kids in Mulberry and South Lakeland. Spence Park offers some facilities for impromptu sports. The Gem Theater in downtown Mulberry has activities to stay entertained and informed. Mulberry has picnic and fishing areas, including Witten Park in Northwest Mulberry, and the fishing pier behind Infinity Tires. The public may visit at no charge both the Mulberry Phosphate Museum and the Mulberry Cultural Center, both located in the City Hall area. Note that both the museum and cultural centers are closed Mondays, but are generally open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m., with the exception of legal holidays as of the 4th of July. This is but a partial list of things to do to stay busy this summer. Most Citrus Connection bus stops in Lakeland are just a small sign. Just have a small sign. Most bus stops have no shelters, and people have to stand out in the heat and hot sun until the bus arrives. Most bus stops are at curbs. Some want to change that and create more covered bus stops, but it's not as easy as it seems. New bus shelters must be built to hurricane standards. Some say that advertising would pay for some new covered bus shelters, but they cost tens of thousands of dollars each, even if they don't appear like much. Also, some in Lakeland city government feel that a lot of advertising on bus stops cheapens their appearance. And just as in the old shooting days of the Wild West, he who controls the water controls the growth and economic benefits of it. It was that serious when water wars took place. Nowadays, it seems even in Florida, where water supply was not much of an issue in the past, there is now a war for water between neighbors. Instead of guns and threats of violence, the water wars here are being fought through a growing and complicated bureaucracy involving arbitrary decisions made by unelected people. Mulberry City Manager Rick Johnson once served on the town council in Dundee. Dundee, located in East Polk County, is on a huge growth area in the shadow of some of the Disney growth along U.S. Highway 27 and not far from busy Interstate 4. It has seen a lot of growth. According to the Lakeland Ledger last year, some 20 developers want to build over 5,000 residences in Dundee over the next few years. A problem has been water allocations from Southwest Florida Water Management District, which has been pegged at 917,500 gallons maximum daily capacity. Mulberry, by the way of comparison, has some 800,000 daily gallons available from that state agency. Dundee has been drawing most of its water allocations and self-imposed a development moratorium out of fear of running afoul of the swift mud allocation rules. But there is a new, strange twist. Swift mud is agreeing to boost Dundee's daily water rights to 1.7 million gallons a day. So what happened? The state agency is agreeing to allow Dundee to use agricultural water well permits to boost its allowable withdrawal. If this is right, could Mulberry try to find water well permits held by others, say the phosphate industry, and get those permits applied? There are certainly some permitted water wells in the general area that are not being used or not being used to capacity. At any rate, the whole thing is subjective, and as Dundee shows, creativity sometimes works even with bureaucrats. Dundee gets to use the credits for 18 agricultural wells. Dundee has been a big citrus area in the past. We imagine there are some water permits holders in or near Mulberry that are not using their permitted use of water. And in neighboring Osceola County, Sheriff Marco Lopez arrested on racketeering charges. Osceola County shares a northeast border with this county. Its sheriff, Marcus Lopez, elected in 2020, was arrested in uniform last week and taken to jail on felony charges of racketeering and conspiracy of racketeering. The first Hispanic sheriff in Osceola County, just outside of Orlando, he is specifically charged with accepting more than $700,000 in bribes to protect illegal gambling that took in some $20 million over several years. He was the 20th sheriff in the history of the county, but at this time, he was still in federal custody. A judge the other day set his bail at $1 million. The government alleges that Sheriff Lopez, who was almost immediately removed from office by Governor Ron DeSantis, had been the subject of controversies and rumors almost since taking office. Some citizens wondered on social media why it took this long to topple in. Sheriff Lopez was making the big bucks, but many only dream of, plus fantastic tax-paid benefits. If charges against him are true, one is left wondering how much is never enough. At his salary, he would hardly seem financially shipwrecked. Regardless of all that, prosecutors claim that Lopez was looking out for more money and was pocketing cash. His now former Osceola County Sheriff's Office has over 700 employees. But this is only the tip of the iceberg, and five other people have been arrested so far in this bust, including a top deputy who served Lopez. It is believed that there will be more casualties from this alleged corruption with the former sheriff. More arrest warrants are out there as of this time, and Lopez was hit with 255-page affidavit. The clerk of courts in Osceola County will release that after all of the arrest warrants have been served. Allegation of Seth Lopez was taking money for several years to protect illegal gambling based in Kissimmee that involved slot machines, an illegal lottery system, and other gambling activities. Other cities in Osceola County near Disney World include St. Cloud and the Disney-inspired community of Celebration. The news media in Osceola County knew of this investigation for months, but remained silent as not to endanger the investigation. Upon removing Sheriff Lopez from office, the governor appointed longtime Florida Highway Patrol career man Christopher Blackmon to serve as interim sheriff of Osceola County until voters eventually elect someone for that position. Singing, playing the piano, or other musical instruments is good for the brain and for mental well-being, according to an article published in the Washington Post. Reporter Richard Seema of the Post consulted a number of mental health sources and studies that say that something as seemingly simple as singing or playing the piano may reduce brain aging. Music has the power to soothe the mind, promote brain health, and bring people closer together. Research has consistently shown, he wrote. Professor Daniel Bowling, who teaches psychiatry and behavioral science at the Stanford School of Medicine, researches how music-based treatment for mental health. You don't have to be a great singer or piano player to get started and enjoy the feelings and release when you make music. Professor Levitin said, it's never too late to start. You may start in the privacy of your shower or in your car, he said. Or if you are comfortable with it, you may join a church choir, a senior group that sings or finds local music groups in your area. Levitin said he has increased his own singing, and he said it is important to remember not to focus on how good you are or not. Sing and let the story come out. Over most history, people sang for various reasons, but people were not told they were not good enough to sing. Singing is what everyone did naturally, and no one said that someone else was not good enough. And Gerald King, age 68, was a familiar figure to Louise, a young man who hangs out in the Wendy's restaurant near the Grove Park Public Shopping Center in Lakeland. He was a friend of mine, Louise told the newspaper. Lewis told the press that he had a terrible day Tuesday as his friend Mr. King was killed when he was hit by a motorist near the Wendy's there at just before 6 a.m. U.S. Highway 98 there at the Crystal Lake Drive intersection was closed for about 4 hours as Lakeland Police, Fire and Rescue, and other responders tended to the scene. He was a homeless person, according to Ruiz, and he sometimes stopped in Wendy's and got some care and attention from the crew, who see several homeless people a week stop in. The driver of the 2021 gray Tesla that hit him, Joshua Bartos, 27, was in the clear, stopped and cooperated. Police said the driver had the green light and the victim was walking against the sign that said, "Do not cross," at the time. The driver was not bound and was not cited, as he was deemed not at fault. Wendy's lobby does not open at that location until 8, so it is not known where the victim was walking to. No serious injuries seemed involved, but any action can be a lot of hassle for all concerned. A minivan and a pickup truck collided that ended in a cattywampus. Most traffic crashes are preventable in some way. Even after a crash, there are dealing with insurance companies, accident reports, fixing damage to the car, possible license points is charged, perhaps higher insurance. That is what happened at all accidents, including the one at the County Line Road and Drainfield Road. An illegal immigrant, Angel Martinez, is charged with the death of Jose Lopez, as the two men worked construction at a new housing development in the Davenport area called Grand Point Apartment Complex. Martinez lied to deputies, they said, and the witness said he was negligently operating controls of a construction bucket vehicle. Under Florida law, people in this country illegally may get an upcharge on any charges, so he may be charged with second-degree murder. Lopez got his head caught in the device and died. There are many activities going on in the Mulberry area community. You may find printed calendars in the Mulberry Public Library that list many of the fun and learning activities. There are calendars listing events each month for adults, calendars for teenagers, calendars for tween and teens, and calendars in Spanish. Circuit Judge Toya Spohr has resigned from the bench after a long absence that other court officials did not want to disclose the reason for. She heard felony cases in her circuit, which included Polk, Highlands, and Hardy counties. Her last time on the bench was April 29th, and she has not shown up since. She finally resigned in a brief notice, not stating why she was giving up the bench. Another judge, Jalia Hobb, took over her docket in her absence. And Ricky Dale Clark, age 31, is no stranger to the Polk County Jail, having had prior convictions for activities such as assault, drug possession, trespassing, things like that. He made a return performance at the county jail on June 6 when he was arrested in Mulberry by the Polk County Sheriff's Office on even more charges: attempted burglary, possession of burglary tools, petty theft, criminal mischief, and total 8 new charges. What some people don't seem to know anymore is that many businesses and even a number of homes have security videos. This isn't like it was in the 60s or 70s. The two Mulberry chain laundromats, soon to be one with the new laundromat to be located at the former Tico Electric Office site next to Depot 303, have video surveillance. Mr. Clark came in suspicion when a man had damaged several laundry machines overnight to steal change from them. A second separate incident happened at the coin laundry on the other side of East Canal Street at around 5:20 p.m. The sheriff's office was alerted to a suspicious subject in the other laundromat who was still on the property. Sheriff's office quickly responded with Sergeant White of the Mulberry Station taking Mr. Clark into custody. A video from both laundromats showed the same suspect at work. And according to media reports, a number of Florida tomato farmers are destroying their crops because they are losing money. Some are having trouble finding field workers due to a shortage of field workers. An estimated up to half of Florida field workers are not able to legally document their residence here. Some have self-deported or have been arrested to be sent out of the country. The current price for tomatoes has collapsed. What happened was the tomato market was flooded this year as many Mexican growers sent large amounts of tomatoes into the U.S. before new tariffs took place. Some tomato farmers say prices they can get for tomatoes has collapsed to only one-third or one-half of what it normally is, and they are losing money. The grand opening in Legoland, Florida, in Winter Haven, to welcome a large new aquarium on the property called Sea Life. A separate organization has a number of these aquariums and has put one in Legoland. The attraction shows life from the seas around Florida, creatures that most people would never see live anywhere else. There is even a tunnel people may walk through and observe various types of fish and other creatures. However, some people still complain that Legoland laid off water skiers last December and shut down the generations-old water skiing at the facility, which began at Cypress Gardens. As we were stated, word was received that the important U.S. Senate Commerce Committee voted its approval to former President Donald Trump's nomination of Brian Keith Bedford to head the Federal Aviation Administration. Mr. Bedford is a member of the Mulberry High School graduating class of 1979. Now the fate of the nomination goes before a full vote of the U.S. Senate, which is expected despite the Democratic Party opposition, which has faced many of President Trump's nominations. A second Polk County city has fired Edward Dean as city manager, with controversy swirling around him in both cities. Recently, the Fort Meade City Commission voted to fire Dean, who was hired in the middle of last year after he didn't show up for his job since January. Fort Meade has had a succession of acting city managers for a long time. Sometimes that is reminiscent of Mulberry a couple of decades or so ago, before Mulberry government got established. After Mr. Dean did not come to work by February, Fort Meade Commission voted to hire an interim manager to oversee City Hall while continuing his contract in his absence. While nothing officially has been said, it is believed by some that Mr. Dean is a victim of some health-related issues. Dean was fired by the Haines City Commission in 2022 when the then city manager was involved in sorts of controversies and allegations. Commissioners claimed he was spending taxpayer money without authorization from the commission, was running up his city credit card for questionable purchases, and that he was spreading rumors against some of the commission. He in turn claimed he was being unfairly targeted and threatened lawsuits. In about 2 years after he was fired, Fort Meade commissioners voted to make him city manager with a 3-year contract at $130,000 per year plus benefits. The move to fire Dean as Fort Meade city manager was made the other day by Fort Meade Commissioner Petrina McClutchin, who said little but called it an unfortunate sort of events. Dean lasted for about 8 months as city manager in Haines City. He lasted about that long in Fort Meade before going absent. Fort Meade is in a neighboring city with Mulberry. Also missing since January, county school board member. Recently fired Fort Meade city manager Edward Dean is not the only public official in Polk County missing in action since January this year. Polk County school board member Rick Nolte has not attended any school board meetings since January this year. The only thing the Polk County schools will say about Mr. Nolte is that he is on medical leave. He defeated school board incumbent member Sarah Fortney in the 2022 election for seat number 3. Nolte was the only school board candidate to be endorsed by Florida Governor DeSantis. That race was marred by controversy about election laws. Other media asked Polk County School Board for any common communications from Mr. Nolte about his condition. They were told there have been none. It's hard to know who gets into some people, what gets into some people who think they can get by challenging law enforcement publicly about not being able to catch them. One only wonders if such people are influenced by something when they can't seem to understand there are a lot of people with badges who far outnumber one person. Anyone who can count would quickly realize he or she is far outnumbered in any online taunt. Aaron Johnson, who has several felony warrants, was inspired to go online into the Sheriff Grady Judd's Fishing with Judd event to say, "Y'all too busy fishing. That's why you all didn't catch me when I left my grandma's house." The sheriff's office played along with an extended telling him, "Spoken like a real man, way to take responsibility for your actions. No worries, we will find you." At one point, Johnson allegedly noted, "Grady can't find me." It was the sheriff's office partners in the Lakeland Police Department that ended Mr. Johnson's losing game. With modern technology and modern communication, it is harder than ever to hide. Lakeland police tracked him down, arrested him, and handed him over to the sheriff's office at the county jail. The sheriff's office ended, "You done messed up, Aaron. You forgot all the agencies here in Polk work together." A controlled burn got out of hand, burning through some 1,200 acres of vacant land near Old Hopewell Road, not Keysville Road, and other areas south of Plant City in neighboring Hillsborough County. It was a huge fire before it was finally controlled Tuesday evening. No one was injured and no buildings were damaged. Still, 30 motorized units from Florida Forest Service, Hillsborough County Fire and Rescue, and the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office were on the scene at different times during the day. It has become an annual summer event in Polk County, the Lakeland Runners Club Watermelon Race around Lake Hollingsworth. The 5K race has been held for the past 29 years around the lake. These races are held in June, July, and August every year. The first race was held Saturday, June 14th of this year, and the two races will be held on July 12th and Saturday, August 9th. The race begins promptly at 7 a.m. and involves some 1,000 or so runners slash walkers who do the approximately 3 miles around the race on Lake Hollingsworth. It is one of the largest series of runs in West Central Florida. Runners range from young children to the elderly. Some runners even push baby buggies. Over the years, the race, technically called the Summer Sunrise Watermelon Race, has been a fundraiser for scholarships to Polk County students. A total of $121,000 has been raised by the races to go to scholarships through a program administered by the Polk Education Foundation. Lakeland Runners Club is an all-volunteer, tax-exempt organization with no one getting a salary. Some Polk County businesses and organizations donate towards the races. In addition to the races, Lakeland Runners Club promotes fitness for people of all ages. A Valrico man is charged with threatening a driver of a car near Mulberry with a gun, resulting in his arrest, his third arrest in less than 2 months. Scott Collette, age 52, Valrico, in neighboring Hillsborough County, allegedly went into a rage with another driver on the road. The victim told Polk County deputies that she was driving on State Road 60 near Mulberry, near the Peerless Road intersection, when a man driving a 2019 Cadillac was hard on her tail and would not get off. She apparently was not riding fast enough to suit him, and she waved him around. He responded by getting off of her tail, pulling up alongside her, and showing off a gun to her while giving her the finger. The woman told deputies she was in fear of her life and the safety of her passenger in the car. She said she expected they might get shot. She slammed on the brakes to get away from him. Her passenger used her cell phone to take a photo of his license plate. Coming up in the system, that Collette lives in Hillsborough County. The Polk Sheriff's Office got an arrest warrant for him, and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office went to his home and arrested him. Once in custody in Polk County, Collette allegedly confessed to the crime in full. He was booked into the Polk County Jail. And finally, the Mulberry City Commission met on June 17th at 6 p.m. There had been an earlier meeting at 5 p.m. of the Mulberry Community Redevelopment Agency in the same commission meeting room. There were no major surprises in a mostly routine meeting, but City Attorney Drew Crawford announced that the City of Mulberry had been given a $600,000 grant in the new state budget approved by the legislature recently. This would be sewer work in Mulberry. When the commission met, Governor Ron DeSantis was in France on a trade mission. This is important to note, as Florida is a state that gives the governor line item vetoes in the budget. The governor is still upset with the state legislature, including members of his own Republican Party, by drawing out the legislature and budget this year. He has promised to cut at least $500 million out of the state's $115 billion new budget. The city commission voted unanimously, with member Neil Levine absent, to agree to a 3-year interlock agreement for law enforcement protection with the Polk County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office has handled law enforcement in the city since the Municipal Police Department was abandoned years ago, something that has happened in several other Polk City communities. Reports were given by a number of city officials, including Utilities Director John Wright, Public Works Director Jason Cooper, Finance Director John Wasman, and others. Mayor Hatch read a proclamation supporting Boys and Girls Club Week, and some young people from the organization were present. The mayor invited them back at any time to see how their local government works. Tim Holloman, representing local Lodge Number 46, Paternal Order Police in Polk County, spoke about a fundraiser south of Mulberry on October 18, 2025, with Polk Sporting Place, a local firm. He noted the organization supports law enforcement and its families and also does community service work for youth and families. City Commissioners voted to grant $1,000 to the Mulberry Area Project. Mr. Holloman served a career in law enforcement and grew up in Mulberry. Julie Taylor of Mulberry Area Concerned Citizens spoke of the importance of Juneteenth and asked that people be aware of it. It was observed on Thursday, June 19, 2025. City Manager Rick Johnson read the positive remarks made about Mulberry, its renovated gem theater, its food court, and other improvements that were made on a recent social media post. City Clerk Gene Garcia showed a great find of the 1909-1910 City Charter for Mulberry. City Attorney Crawford noted that this was an important early document in the formation of Mulberry. The clerk has been working at finding and restoring historic Mulberry City documents from the past. And finally, we note the spectacular career rise of a Mulberry High School graduate who is President Donald Trump's nominee to be the next administrator of the important Federal Aviation Administration in Washington. Mulberry George Hatch, himself a Mulberry High School graduate, spent most of his education career at Mulberry High School as a teacher, assistant principal, and who retired as school principal. He remembers Mr. Bedford as a student in the local high school years ago. Mayor Hatch also is familiar with Mr. Bedford's brother and his father, who worked years ago for the Polk County School Board as an employee. Mulberry High School has produced many good students over its more than a century of existence. While few old records exist, it is a fact that Mulberry High School was the third high school established in Polk County, a county that now has many high schools, as the county has greatly expanded in population over the years. In his well-researched book, Bone Valley Comes to Life, the late Raymond Red Driver wrote that there were a number of grammar schools early on, and that the first class graduated from Mulberry High School in 1911. There were only three graduates in a time when many did not graduate from high school. There were no graduates in 1912, and the second graduating class occurred in 1913 with four graduates. A most notable graduate is called by some historians as the inventor of the modern electronic digital computer. Dr. John Vincent Adnersoff, a U.S. court, agreed after lengthy litigation that he, a 1920 graduate of Mulberry High School, was the principal inventor of the biological system. He did this discovery work while working at the University of Iowa. Several books have been written about him, and there are some short documentaries about Dr. Adnersoff on YouTube and other internet locations. His family came to the Booster, a new phosphate town then south of Bradley and Mulberry. Mulberry High School continues to do its work, helping to prepare young people for their roles in the adult world. Not every graduate will become famous, but every graduate is important to someone. The vast majority of students as other high schools, go out into the world and help keep society and the economy going by doing important but sometimes unsung roles. Starting families, working jobs, paying bills, and paying the taxes that fund public services. Many at the seeming bottom of the pyramid in some ways hold up those at the top. And this concludes our weekly news report brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Till next time, have a blessed week.